Morning, distinguished delegates. I'd just like to ask you to take your seats, please.
Excelencias,
Excellencies, distinguished representatives, ladies and gentlemen, I declare open the third meeting of the fifth session of the open-ended working group on negotiating, finalizing, and submitting to the Human Rights Council a declaration on the rights of peasants and other people working in rural areas. Yesterday, the first day of this session, we began with Ms. Kate Gilmore, the Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights, and her opening remarks. We also had the opportunity to hear some general statements. We heard speeches from regional groups, member states of the United Nations, and also civil society, which plays a critical role in this process. We have at least 50 members of civil society here present, hailing from many different corners of the world. And they're here with us because they believe in the work of the Human Rights Council, and in particular in this working group, which, by the strength of the relevant resolution and also more recent resolutions such as 3622, which gives us the mandate to finalize, negotiate, and submit to the Council a draft declaration on the rights of peasants and other people working in rural areas. Yesterday, we also heard from experts on an initial panel and at different stages of the day, and we're very grateful to them for their participation. I'd like to remind delegations that this session is being transmitted live in keeping with Resolution 3622. As you know, yesterday we began to consider some particular articles. We started with Articles 3, 6, 4, and 7. Yesterday, we also then moved on to look at other articles. There were no more comments, so we also looked at Articles 8, 9, 10, 13, and 14, and Articles 22, 23, 24, and 25. I'd like to begin this morning's session by opening the floor to those delegations who would like to go back to any of the articles we've already looked at yesterday, in case they had any additional comments to make. Would any delegation like to make comments on these articles?
La Unión Europea.
The European Union, please.